All right, Rabbi Isai. We're up to the midah of Tznius. So Amru, Ein lecha chiba lefnei hamakim, Ela mina Tznius. The thing which is the most beloved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the midah of Tznius. Ve'asmak mona Tznius mitzvahs essay. It's one of the mitzvahs essay. Uvefrat banoshim shehizir ma'od chazal al zeh. Specifically when it comes to women. And you know, there's shaykh tznius by men as well, obviously. But primarily, this inyan is for the tznius by women. Okay, now, he's going to go on and bring many, many chazals explaining the significance of it. I don't know what I just did here. One second. Okay, let's start. Why did Hashem build the woman out of a rib? It's the most tsanua place. She belongs inside. Someone that's matznia herself, a few Israelis. Her children will end up being kohanim gedolim. No, she'll be zochet to more than her own yichus. She herself is not a kohenes, but her children will be. V'amru ishtacha kigefen poiria biyarkase v'isecha. Bisman she neheges ba'atzma das Yehudis, when she acts like a Jewish woman, das Yehudis, she teitznua zoiche she yoytze men abanim bali mishna, she will have children tamidei chachamim. V'amru HaKadosh Baruch Hu bar se'isha min atzela kadeh she teitznua. And it says in the Zohar, Kozman, it's a biarkase base of a lenaf glabar, Kozman, a woman's inside, and acts sneas, are you tnu of ischazi lo eloda benin de ksharin? That's when you can be zoicha to kosher dika children. Umatino kolonashim tzidkonios, ishtabchu betsneas, all women, the thing which the Torah was mishabeach, the imois and the tzidkonios was for tznius, like it says by Sarah, the Yeshua, sorry man, it's new Isa, Gabarachal, Beschat Snir Shai Babarachal, Zach of Yatsimena Shoal, Vexila Kodish Baruch was a Bukhira, Gabi Tamar Amr Kokalish, it's new, Beschamia, Zoych of Yatsimena Malachim, Gabi Ross, it says, Dover Tznius Ramba. Okay. It even says by Kimchis, Miyamai Lero, Kaira is Basi, Saris Rashi, that she was Tanua. Understanding that she dressed that way even when there was no one there. Now, the tzinin of tzinis even to the husband, but for sure there's certain things that she can do in the presence of the husband, but not in the presence of other people. Now, to understand a little bit about the significance of this midah is like this. When the nature of, let's talk about tznius, the concept, and then why it applies to women specifically. The concept of tznius is not just about clothing. The concept of tznius is about attention. It's about your focus. If a person is focused about the way they're presented outside, then they're living a very superficial existence. Their inside is very weak. It's like hollow. And they put on stuff to grab attention because they're living for recognition from other people. So it's almost as if, I am what I perceive myself the way I'm perceived by others. So how am I going to know if I'm beautiful if other people think I am? So then, if they think I am, then I am. So the whole living is for the other people, right? So then the person becomes very hollow because a person doesn't have any of their own internal meaning to what they're doing, right? So when the midah of tznius means that a person should be tzanua, means facing inward. They should have their own understanding of who they are if Hashem wants me to be a certain way, then I'll be that way for Hashem. And it doesn't really matter what other people are going to say. And I'm not living for that sort of attention. So a person that is not tzenua, number one, they don't have a lot of self-esteem. They don't have a lot of, they're hollow. And number two is that they're living for the other person. They're not living for themselves. And therefore, they're for sure not living for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. So now the Indian of the tznius exists specifically, but more chosher by women, because the nature of a woman is to want to draw favor in the eyes of other people. That's her husband. It starts like that, and et cetera. So because that's the nature, then it's a much bigger nesayin that the woman should be happy with the way she presents herself in her own mind. And it won't matter how she grabs the attention of the other people. So that's really the depth, just the basic understanding. It's not a dress code. It's a philosophy. It's a way of life. It's a life of understanding the significance of what a yid is, understanding that we have chashivas. It doesn't, you know, and I'm chashiv because I'm chashiv. And you know, that's really the key to this midah. Biushalmi got me chasida de kfar imi isa, karhava betura, it's a love shamanin. What was the story? It's a Medrash Tanchuma that, it's a Yusham here. It tells of a chassid from the hamlet Imi. Whose wife would wear soiled clothing when her husband went out to work in the mountains, so no other men should be attracted to look at her. When he came home, she would wear clean clothing so that her husband should not be interested in other women. So in other words, there was a balance. She did want to draw the attention of the husband, but she didn't, but not of the other men. You know, and that's kind of what we were talking about. That's the nature of that's the proper way to do it. There was such a story, which is a crazy story, that one of the Tanoim said to his daughter that she was grabbing attention of other people. Shuvri la'afrech, it would be more worthwhile that you return to your dirt, meaning you died, and people shouldn't look at you if you're drawing attention of other people. You know, they have to be, and it is the responsibility. The door is very porous, priestess is rampant, there's too much jewelry and too much kishut, you know, tools of modes of beautification. Look, it's praiseworthy as a person who can stand up to this, not to go with the peer pressure, and for sure not to follow trends that are set by people that are not from our ruach. The more she wears big tzniyos, she will grow more in her banim tzadikim, and her husband will be zoicha to all the good. So this is the beauty of the midah of tzniyos. Chazal tell us that tzniyos is the forerunner to kedusha. Kedusha comes from tzniyos. It comes, now, why is that? Again, same point. The Gemara says that when the Shechina comes, the Shechina will be v'haya machanecha kadosh, v'lo yeroi b'cha ervas davar. That the parshas kiseitze, the v'haya machanecha kadosh depends on.
Your sound went off.
Back on? Hello?
Yeah.
Back on.
Okay. So it says, "V'haya machanecha kadosh v'lo yirah b'cherav hazdavar." So the Chafetz Chaim in a big avsifa, actually, Reb David Shustel spoke this out in Lakewood when I was there 1 year, and then it's been, you know, but it's in the Kisvei Chafetz Chaim that the Chafetz Chaim wrote that when tragedies happen, what's the pshat in tragedies? The pshat is that we're losing the hashras hashchina. The hashchina is not as present in our machane. It's not as present here. So what scares away the Shekhinah? Why wouldn't the Shekhinah want to be present in our machaneh? So he says the main thing that scares away the Shekhinah is lack of tznias. And that's what the pasuk says. If there's ervas davar, the kippi kedusha. And that's what we're saying. Because if a person is busy with ervas davar, so the kedusha, they're living outside themselves. And there's no room for the Shekhinah to come. The Shekhinah goes away from when there's a lack of Kedusha, when there's a lack of Tznias. So one of the important Kabbalists, when things like that happens, is to be Mechazik in the Tznias, and Mechazik in these Midas, in order to bring the Shekhinah back. And it's well known in the name of the Gra, that the Gra says that what Torah does for a man, Tznias does for a woman. The segulas of Torah, that Torah brings one closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Torah changes a person and makes a person more spiritual person, that's what Tznias does for women. So that's the, the Zelum Hazeh. So Al Kopanim, this is the Midas Tznias, which obviously applies in for men in a different way, not to grab attention, not to live for other people, not to look for covet, do things in a way that's real, that's emistic, that's for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and for oneself. Okay? We'll stop here. And we'll pick it up in Mitzvah Shem. I think tomorrow is regular. Yeah. Okay. Thursday may be tough, but tomorrow should be fine.
Shkoyach.
Shkoyach, shkoyach.